This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live and in living color from my flagship radio station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America and in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and on the satellite, streaming live online. Now, a special shout-out goes, as it does always, to our military men and women listening to us right now, wherever they are at, plus to all of our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping all of us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, along with the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, keeping America rolling along, thank you. And a special shout-out goes to all of our roughnecks working the oil rigs all across Alaska, the Gulf of Mexico, the northern tundra of the U.S., plus our Aramco oil workers over in Saudi Arabia, too. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website and follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. Also, you can follow us on Twitter, at Captain's America. And joining us right now, Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because this great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we're going to start tonight with the rift now that's out there. We're off and running, and Bernie Sanders is the leader in the clubhouse when it comes to the popular vote. And apparently, Mayor Pete is up by one in the electoral count. In the delegate count, he's got one more than Bernie Sanders, so they're calling him the leader. And then some of the other reports are out there are saying, well, it's neck and neck, and it's too close to call, and the big finish is coming. Here comes Amy Klobuchar, this, that, and the other. But wait till you hear this that came out of nowhere from Allison Camerota on CNN. Listen to this.
One more data point that I wanted to bring up, and that is how President Trump did yesterday. And I think that this is important. Anna, I'll go to you on it, because he got 85.7% of the vote, of the Republicans' vote. And independents can cross over and vote for the Republican or the Democrat in New Hampshire. And I just bring this up because we were at a polling station yesterday outside, and the very first person who showed up, who waited in the cold, who was there before 6 a.m., was a guy named Norman, and he couldn't wait to cast his vote for President Trump.
Now, she acted excited and surprised that there were that many people that were there to vote for President Trump, didn't she?
Well, she sure did. And, of course, generally speaking, Trump was running unopposed. There were other people on the ballot, of course, but there was no serious primary challenge going on for President Trump. But still, that enthusiasm is there, Captain, and that's something that the Democrats don't understand, the secret ingredient. But the only thing that comes close at this point is the enthusiasm that Bernie Sanders is enjoying right now.
Well, again, Bernie Sanders was the winner in New Hampshire, right?
That's right.
Mayor Pete was second, right?
That's right.
Amy Klobuchar was third, right?
That's correct, yeah.
Elizabeth Warren was fourth. Joe Biden or third, Joe Biden was fourth, and fifth, or I'm sorry, Biden, let me get this right. Let's see, Warren was fourth, and then Biden was fifth, and they were both out of the delegate race, right?
That's right. The only three people who got delegates were Sanders, Buttigieg, and Klobuchar.
So what we've got going on here is we've got everybody trying to explain where everybody else is, and Joe Biden going, well, we didn't really have, the minorities didn't get a chance to vote yet. It's mostly been a bunch of white people. I heard him say that, and I almost fell out of my chair when he said it.
I know. Well, see, that's another thing of trying to, trying to create a narrative that somehow, you know, the Joe Biden support is really there. We just haven't hit it yet.
Yeah, he's got minority support.
Well, right.
But the polls don't show that, Kyle.
Well, that's exactly right. In fact, it's been flipping to of all people, Mike Bloomberg.
And wait till they find out about him.
But, well, exactly right. There could be a real dynamic change there. But also Joe Biden himself, whether or not he has big minority support or support in the African-American community primarily, Joe Biden has run such an awful, terrible campaign and done so badly that it's, I think that any supporters are starting to look at different candidates.
Now, I want you to listen to Elizabeth Warren, because this was all over the place during the evening news and whatnot, but just listen to this little montage here.
Did the speech, and then afterwards did a selfie line, and we were there for over an hour. People are coming through, and they're saying thank you, and they're giving hugs and talking about what's important to them. Young woman came up by herself, and she said, I'm a broke college student with a lot of student loan debt. And she said, I checked, and I have $6 in the bank. So I just gave $3 to keep you in this fight.
Do you believe that?
I believe it. I heard her say that earlier, and that is, I can't imagine that a candidate might tell that story, if it even really happened, but then say, look, I told her to hold on to her money. I'm not here to take half of your net worth so that I can stay in just a little bit longer in this presidential race, because that's what it will amount to.
Well, if it wasn't all about her, she would have done the right thing and said, I appreciate the fact that you gave me $3, but I'm going to refund you $3 because you need that money worse than I do.
No kidding. Absolutely.
All right. Hold on. All right, folks, we're coming right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Our good friend Kathy Curtis is going to give you the telephone number to call. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch Thursday morning edition.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are, and thank you very much, Mr. Mike Gallagher. And by the way, you hear him on many of these same stations during the day. And his studio is about 25 feet away from mine right now, around the corner over my right shoulder. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by Relief Factor. If you're struggling with nagging pain and have been for a while and you've been doing all the other sort of stuff to try to see if you can get out of it, how would you like to try something that's all natural, that's good for you, and will work? I know that because it's worked for me. 3 years and 10 months right now worth of working for me, and I've never looked back, and I got rid of Mobil and Flexeril, which was a prescription medication, and now I'm doing just fine with what I got here with the Relief Factor. Now, if you've got arthritis, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, muscle aches, or just general pain altogether, well, let me suggest that you try the Relief Factor 3-week quick start right away. Many people, including myself, have found relief in just a couple of weeks of use. Now, many of you know that I have got arthritis, because of some fractures that I've had. I've got a fused spine, and I've also got an ankle replacement. And all I can tell you is that if you go to the website, pardon me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, sign up for the $19.95 3-week quick start, give it a try, and it'll work for you. A lot of people are listening to this program right now have tried it, and they found out that it does work, and I can't tell you anything any different than that. ReliefFactor.com/captain, ReliefFactor.com/captain. Well, back to Kyle Warren before we get to our caller. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
We've got a caller on the line. I think I know who it is. Hang on. Let's find out. Is that you, Ian?
Yeah, it sure is. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, real fast, I just wanted to throw this out. Elizabeth Warren is such a lousy politician. She needs to go back to political hackery and fakery school again, because I don't believe this story about some broke college kid, because if there was, she's such a dummy, Elizabeth Warren, she can't even figure out how to exploit this to her advantage. And if it was real, it's not real, because if it was, she'd be offering her a job or showcasing her or setting her up in something good. What she should have done is said, hey, honey, let me show you how it's really done, yuck, yuck, yuck. You go find an ethnicity and go culturally appropriate it and come out with your grievances, and maybe you can land in Harvard like me. Yuck, 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 yuck. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, well, he's got a point there, Kyle, but you and I were talking during the break. Had that been me and had it been you, we would have reached in our pocket. We would have pulled out whatever we had, $20 bill or whatever, and handed it to her and said, listen, I appreciate your gift to me, but here, I want you to have this.
Exactly right, because most normal people, their next question would be, do you have anything to eat? Can I help you?
Yeah.
You know, I appreciate what we're just hearing there, too, and that is, yeah, I don't even know that it's real, because if it was,
no, it doesn't,
we'd
no.
be hearing more about it. Yeah,
yeah, and any politician would have taken advantage of that, not just said, I just don't buy it. All right, this is Joe Biden now, and Joe Biden couldn't get out of New Hampshire fast enough to get down to South Carolina, and here's what he had to say, and listen to this, folks.
There's so many people here for me to say thank you, thank you, thank you. So I just spoke to our folks up in New Hampshire, and they did a good job. But I want to tell you, the people of Nevada are watching, and I want to make it clear we praise their diversity as a state, and I'm going to be out there seeing them very soon. Tonight, though, we just heard from the first two of 50 states, two of them, not all the nation. Not half the nation, not a quarter of the nation, not 10%, two. Now, where I come from, that's the opening bell, not the closing bell. And the fight to end Donald Trump's presidency is just beginning.
All right, well, he's trying to lowball the fact that he hasn't even been in the hunt in the last two states. What happens in South Carolina when he finds out he's going to be in the same mix?
Well, you know, who knows? He may get on an airplane from South Carolina before the polls close, just like he did in New Hampshire.
And go to Nevada
and then try to say the same kind of thing.
And what's the problem with Nevada? What does Nevada have in common with one of the other states?
Well, I think it's a caucus state.
That's right.
Yeah.
And what type of system do they have there? They have the same system as they had in Iowa, which, by the way, the Iowa chairman just resigned because of the system they were using, developed by a couple of Hillary Clinton advocates.
Exactly right. And so what we can expect, presumably, would be more of Joe Biden's general counsel writing to the Nevada Democrat Party, telling them, you know, make sure you count the votes right, or what is the system, and all this kind of thing, and, you know, maybe ready to dispute, because, honestly, Joe Biden's campaign is really on its last legs. And if Joe Biden doesn't start getting some good showings here, then he's going to have to bow out sooner than later. And of course, he may have a little bit of an edge in South Carolina, but that remains to be seen. But if he had done well in Iowa and New Hampshire, he wouldn't be saying that it's just some small drop in the bucket. He would be trumpeting that America is on this roll now for Biden. I mean, it would be completely different. But if he doesn't show well in South Carolina and goes on to Nevada, he's also going to run into just a weariness that voters have about Joe Biden.
Now, we have a situation brewing with the Department of Justice. Many Democratic senators are calling for the Attorney General, Bill Barr, to step down because of what he did, without even knowing or understanding the fact that what he did, which isn't anything, was he has had an investigation going on, along with the other things that have been taking place, including the Roger Stone trial. And all of a sudden, I'm going to play what Chuck Schumer said, and then we're going to talk about why what Chuck Schumer said, again, isn't true.
This morning, the president congratulated the attorney general, amazingly enough, for taking charge of the case. The president ran against the swamp in Washington, a place where the game is rigged by the powerful to benefit them personally. I ask my fellow Americans, what is more swampy? What is more fetid? What is more stinking than the most powerful person in the country literally changing the rules to benefit a crony guilty of breaking the law? As a result, I have formally requested that the Inspector General of the Justice Department investigate this matter immediately. And this morning, I call on Judiciary Committee Chairman Graham to convene an emergency hearing of the Judiciary Committee to do the same, to conduct oversight and hold hearings. That's the job of the Judiciary Committee, no matter who is president and whether the president's from your party or not. Something egregious like this demands that the Inspector General investigate and demands that the chairman of the Judiciary Committee hold a hearing now.
Now, what you didn't hear there is the 7 to 9 years that was suggested by the prosecutors was about 3 times the recommended sentence for the crime committed.
That's exactly right. And even Alan Dershowitz chimed in on this, saying he might have gotten, what was it, a year or two, even if he had pleaded guilty in the case, which he didn't, but he did ask for a trial. And Dershowitz goes on to say, so apparently what's happening here, I'm just paraphrasing him here, is he got what's called a trial penalty. And where they, you know, the, and by the way, I think the judge, if I'm not mistaken, I think it's an Obama appointee or.
Well, that's the, only part of it, Kyle, because the foreman of this jury, his anti-Trump posts on social media have surfaced. And other jurors are being scrutinized as we speak. There may be a situation where this trial may be declared a mistrial by rules of what's in there, because they were doing things on social media that they weren't supposed to be doing while the trial was going on.
Well, right. I mean, and when this kind of, if there is misconduct or there are things that are out of the ordinary or even illegal, then it, that's why our judicial system has mechanisms to expose that or go after that or put things right. But really what's happening here, too, is that there is a message being sent, and that is, if you're connected to Trump or you support Trump, you gotta watch out, because if we can get you, we will get you, good, and so forth. And I think it was, I wanna be right here, but I think it was Devin Nunez, I think, who I heard talking earlier. It would be hard pressed to find someone who's ever been prosecuted for quote unquote lying to Congress. So in other words, is this selective prosecution? And I might add as well, Captain, what about that raid that happened to Roger Stone? And you know, and I don't know all about Roger Stone, or don't necessarily agree with everything he's ever said or done or whatever, but it seemed like it was a little bit of overkill there, don't you?
Yeah, and hold that thought, and folks will be right back with more. And Kyle brought up an interesting point about Devin Nunez, because Adam Schiff, once again, has been caught lying. Devin Nunez revealed that last night about the FISA report and how different things were done. In the meantime, we will be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch Thursday morning edition. Don't go anywhere. A lot more to talk about.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The four attorneys who prosecuted Roger Stone quit the case after the Justice Department overruled them and said it would lower the amount of prison time that it would seek for President Trump's longtime confidant.
You have murderers and drug addicts, they don't get 9 years. 9 years for doing something that nobody even can define what he did.
Democratic Congressman Ted Lieu.
When Donald Trump tells his enablers to jump, they say, how high? In this case, they jumped before he even told them to do so, and that is very disturbing. Look, we call it the Department of Justice because they're supposed to base their actions on justice, not the whims of one man. And in this case, they did a favor for Donald Trump's friend.
Attorney General William Barr has agreed to testify before the House Judiciary Committee after Democrats questioned if he had misused the criminal justice system for political purposes. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. You can go to their website, geico.com, and get a rate for your car or the truck that you're driving or the motorcycle or ATV, boat, RV, Sea-Doo, Ski-Doo. They can even help you with your homeowners and renters insurance, too, through your local Geico insurance agent or right there on the web, geico.com. But either way, go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, to find out more about them, and you'll be glad you did because they can save you a bunch of money. All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
I'm going to play something here. I've been offered the opportunity not once but twice to go on this gal's show on MSNBC, and both times I've turned it down because of the way that she operates and the way that they load up, they gang up on a conservative person when they have on there by 2 or 3 to 1, and then they throw out stuff like this. Wait till you hear this. This is Katie Tour on her program on MSNBC. Pay close attention to what she says, folks.
When I ask people if they're voting for Donald Trump, I hear about the 401ks a lot. That's a number I hear. 401k, 401k, my 401k is doing great. But there are those out there who don't have a 401k, and there are those out there who this economy is not really working for. They might have a job, but it's not a job that pays their bills. They can get a car, but it's a loan that'll last them 30 years. They can't buy a house. The economy's not working in a way that makes their lives function properly.
Well, you're spinning that message in a state with the lowest poverty rate in the country. We've made it lower. One of the lowest unemployment rates. We have more jobs and families moving into New Hampshire than ever before, more working people than ever before.
Now, what did she just say that caught your attention?
Well, I think home loans are 30 years, not car loans. Yeah.
But she wasn't talking about home loans, Kyle. She said, well, you can get a car, but it's a loan that'll last 30 years. See, they throw that stuff out there, seeing if it will stick. Again, this is, and she's one of the principals, because I've read some of the things that she's written. She's one of the principals of Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals. She's right there in that camp, and she's got a television show. It's not very popular, and which you would understand, but the Republican, Chris Sununu, tossed right back at her the facts, and you didn't hear anything else after that. Of course, the tape stopped, but then again, it is what it is.
Right. Well, you know, and one of the, and see, this is one of the talking points. I think even Nancy Pelosi has been hitting this as well, that the Trump economy is not a good economy, or the Obama economy was so much better, or Trump inherited only a good economy from Obama. He teed it up, or all that kind of stuff. Whatever they can say to try to negate what people see with their eyes and hear with their own ears in their own communities, Captain, as they look around and their friends are working and the stores are open and things are, seem to be going better. Now, because the lie is, well, you know, we've got to come in and we've got to now top down control this whole thing, make sure everything's fair, or make the people pay their fare, any number of the talking points that we hear. In reality, more people are back to work, more people are enjoying the American dream, and more people have access to the American dream, perhaps than ever before right now, and it's because of the policies of this president.
Now, you've heard of cities going bankrupt, right?
Right, right.
You've had cities in California go bankrupt, right?
Oh, yeah, very much so, yeah.
Listen to this back and forth between the Congresswoman Tlaib from Michigan and chairman of the federal, Jerome Powell, the, Federal Reserve Board chairman. Listen to this little bit here.
Can you explain to me why we should have, you know, why shouldn't the Federal Reserve ensure that state and local governments have access to funding during times of distress?
So we have, as you know, limited authority. I think it's to buy short-term municipal obligations. We did do that in the 1970s briefly, and then have not done it since. I think a series of FOMCs and Fed chairs in all kinds of different political environments have thought of that as something that's not appropriate really for us, in the sense that it's government finance. That's to be dealt with by fiscal authorities rather than by the monetary authority. We focus on the job you've given us, which is maximum employment and stable prices, and to some extent also we're with other agencies who work on financial stability and bank supervision.
Now, that was double talk for the federal government doesn't bail out cities. You got yourself in that problem. You need to do what you need to do. Because how, and she was talking about Detroit, too. She references Detroit, if I play a little bit more of that. How do they get themselves in that position?
Well, I mean, obviously through mismanagement, but a lot of times it's through these policies that they come up with, right?
But who's running the show? Who's running the animal house?
Well, that would be usually, in most cases, the Democrat administrations, yeah.
The cities that are bankrupt, the cities and the states that can't make it, are all blue states. And if they took the example of the red states that were right beside them in some cases, they wouldn't be in that position. Which is why when I keep hearing from people say that, Donald Trump, he's not going to win more than 42 states because you got all these states, and then they go and they name the traditional blue states, and he's not going to win in there because those people aren't going to vote against him. You don't think they're going to vote against him and might vote for him, more people, if they just simply take a look at what their neighbors are doing with the economy? You don't think that's a possibility?
Well, right. Well, we saw a lot of Democrats vote for President Trump in 2016 because they had had enough of what the Democrats were offering or what they were
doing. Look at Pennsylvania.
Well, exactly. And now, Captain, people may come over and vote for President Trump who didn't vote for President Trump in 2016 because we see people, so a lot of these people come to these rallies, good percentages of them are Democrats or people who didn't vote or people who are just all of a sudden saying, hey, things are much better. I want to get on this Trump train, basically.
That's exactly true. And anybody that was thinking at all about some really good points, things that they could look at to make sure that they could have the benefit of everything that's going on, they need to just take a look at the states where the economy is booming, that they're not having any problems, where they're having better job numbers. They've got companies coming back in and all that stuff, because the high-taxed, poorly managed blue states, progressive left liberal states like New York, like Illinois, like California, companies are not going to want to come flying into there because they know they don't know how to operate their own ship, and there's nothing there to make them want to stay there. Well, we'll give you a tax break for 3 years or 4 years or 5 years. Yeah, but in the meantime, if the people you're looking to try to work there, all their taxes are going up, you're going to have a hell of a problem trying to get workers, aren't you?
Well, absolutely. I mean, and that's just on the fiscal front, but look at on the actual ground level in Los Angeles or San Francisco, where they can't deal with the homeless encampment issues. There's nothing there that is going to get better anytime soon. And so it's a double whammy for business or for people who want to be able to live in those cities. And they find they want to go elsewhere. And it's a terrible all around.
Yeah, now I'm going to play just a little bit more of this because Tlaib comes in here and with Mr. Powell, and she talks about her city filing for bankruptcy. It was just so devastating. Listen to this.
Chairman, as opposed to the solvency of state and local government.
Well, yes or no, the Federal Reserve retains the ability to open emergency lending facilities. Is that accurate in stabilizing the economy?
Well, to financial institutions, we do.
Uh-huh. So when the Fed step in to rescue banks in a crisis, is that because you believe their role in the economy is vital?
Well, really, because we had no choice to prevent the financial system from collapsing in 2007.
Yeah, no. I mean, my city filing bankruptcy was devastating to so many retirees, sir. 40, 50 years, they worked for the city of Detroit, saw their pensions completely diminished, gone. Do you not believe that the governments of Detroit and Puerto Rico also play a vital role that should be preserved, even if financial crisis makes it hard for them to borrow money?
The governments of Detroit and Puerto Rico. She wants to bail out the governments of Detroit and Puerto Rico. I don't think so.
Well, right. Well, she's trying to set up a thing where you sound like a horrible person if you don't want the federal government to come in and deal with local issues. And what you're talking about, Captain, is the idea that they have to find out what they need to do to turn things around. But what Tlaib, evidently, from what I'm hearing here, is trying to do is trying to set it up such that makes this person look like a heartless person for not wanting to just bail them out.
Well, you're right. To be continued, because that makes no sense at all. She doesn't know what she's doing, and we don't bail out governments. Okay, that's just the way it is, unfortunately for her. They made the mistake. They can figure out how to correct it. All right, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. You can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
Okay, everybody, that's the way the cookie crumbles, and I will be right back with our highway and byway report coming up there. It's cold in the North Country, snowing up in Indiana. I'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Calls the mama, I'm sure all the hen and I just around. I show six loud in the words, and I'm a man, a great experience. I know you got another man, but I can love you better than him. Take my hand, don't be afraid, I'm gonna prove every word I say. I'm advertising love for free, so you can play your ass. Candle calls her mama, I'm so hard to handle now, just around. Yeah, hard to handle now.
That's the Black Crowes.
Baby, baby, here I am, a man on your scene. I can give you what you want, but you got to come home with me. got some good old loving and I got some more in store. When I get to throwing on you, you gotta come running back for more. Well, we're running along a dozen by the dozen. I ain't nothing but just so loving. Hey, little thing, let me light your candle, cause a mama, I'm sure all the hand and ass is around.
Oh, yeah. The Black Crowes, and that's a little rocking to get everybody awake again, because I know Eric is tapping his toes trying to get that bass guitar going, and I'm telling you, that's a song that'll get you moving for sure. And I've already had some people tell me that, and by the way, that's all done by request when I do that. As most of you know, people ask me to play different things, and I do. I get in there. So that's for the guys tonight on ICCC, working there out of Lincoln, Nebraska, where it's colder than a well digger's butt. So here we go. A strong storm will continue across the eastern U.S. before ending sometime late Thursday night. Heavy rain and flooding is occurring from saturated areas in the south all the way up to the Ohio Valley. There's been a few severe thunderstorms that are forecast across the southeast. Again, accumulating snow is likely from parts of the Midwest to the interior northeast. And behind the storm, bitter cold temperatures and wind chills to boot are happening right now. If you're up there in North Dakota, South Dakota, eastern Montana, Minnesota, parts of Iowa, parts of Nebraska, the wind chill tonight is brutal. Brutal. Actual temperatures below zero in many areas. Just throw the wind in there and it's just absolutely brutal. So there you go. But in the meantime, the snow has moved over into eastern, northeastern Missouri, across the central part of Illinois, over into Indiana, to include the central and western part of Michigan, as well as the northeastern part of Minnesota and northeastern part of Wisconsin because of the way the wind's blowing. Then you've got all the way across Lake Erie, snow on I-90 and I-80. I-80 and I-90 going up into New York State, all the way across through New York State, including up I-81, including up I-87, the Northway, including across the Southway, New York 17, including I-81 in Pennsylvania in the Poconos, and I-81 north coming up out of the Poconos as well. And let's see, I-80 over to the central part of Pennsylvania, you got snow all the way over. And that snow is continuing in Connecticut, mountains of Connecticut, Vermont, New Hampshire, up along I-95 in Maine, all the way to Bangor. And it will stay that way today. Now, we do have some rain, which still down there in Mississippi tonight, rain and flood watches and warnings. Also over into Louisiana, same thing. Some flood watches right there along the Gulf. Some fog tonight to talk about along I-10, patchy fog in Florida, and all the way over to the eastern part of Texas on I-10. And the rain continues up into the northwestern part of Georgia, goes up into Tennessee, Knoxville, Nashville, on up into Kentucky, on up into West Virginia, and south of the snow line, right there along the state line for Ohio and Pennsylvania, you got rain there tonight, snow to the north of that. Now, keep in mind that this weather is going to continue to move along. It's been a slow-moving system coming across. And for those of you that were up on I-94 or even I-90 yesterday and experienced what you saw on television, the visibility in some areas, and I've driven in that before and a lot of you listening have too, was measured in feet. And the way they had one television crew that was trying to get off the road at a safe area to an exit was they were following the big snowplow markers they have that they put on the mile markers, the little mile signs there, about every 100 yards. And
If it wasn't for them, they wouldn't have been able to see where they were going, because that's all they had to go by. You could literally not see the road. And we've all, anybody that's driven up there, that part of the country, knows that that is all too common of a thing to happen. Now, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by our friends at your local Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Not your daddy's truck stop anymore, I might add. Stop on by and see what they got, especially those Pilots, because you're liable to find a McDonald's, an Arby's, could find a Wendy's in there, Taco Bell, Pizza Hut, Subway, Dairy Queen, full-service Dairy Queen with their full menu, not to forget about Chester's Chicken, and even a full-service Dunkin' Donuts, too. And, of course, the Flying J's, well, they got the sit-down Denny's restaurants and the Huddle House restaurants and the Moe's Southwest Grills, too. All pretty good food, if you ask me. And become a member of their driver's club. And also get one of their fuel discount cards so that you can start saving money and gather points on with the card that you have there at Flying J or Pilot. Now, want to talk about Saturday. Saturday, the lovely Susie Q and myself, and we might have a special guest there as well. Let you know more about that once I find out for sure. We're going to be at the Two Guys Gun Show at the Oldsmar Flea Market, 180 Racetrack Road in Oldsmar. Stop by and say hi Saturday from 9 to 5. We'll be there from 9 to 3. They're also there again Sunday from 9 to 5. At the flea market. And, again, the fact that it's Pinellas County, the taxes are lower, number one. And number two, you can get your gun in 3 days because of the waiting period. It's 3 days, not the 7 or 8 or whatever some of these other counties have. So if you're interested in, seriously interested in buying a gun, like several of my friends were last week, they came in there, they bought their gun, they picked a gun up, this week. In fact, a couple of them picked the gun up yesterday, because that was their 3 days. So there you go. Now, thank you, Terry, for chiming in. Thank you, Trucker Mark, for chiming in. Thank you, Al, for chiming in. And Terry up there in Nashville saying that they got some closed schools and some closed roads. Okay, got you on that one. And let's see, who else is chiming in here? Oh, Wally's been in there. We've got Trucker Ed out and about, and Trucker Eric is out and about, too, tonight. He's up somewhere in the north, don't know where. He didn't tell me. He just said he was going to bed, and I forgot to ask him where he was at. So he's up there somewhere in the cold. I know that for sure. But it is what it is. All right, well, we're coming back with more. We're going to have a special treat. We got a special guest calling in right after the top of the hour news. Going to talk about something that he picked up on, and I'm going to agree with him because I got a couple of other examples of something. Tlaib wasn't telling the truth, and we'll get into that when we come back. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and...
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.